And we wrap up Vikings game plan, continuing to salute the service thanks to the National Guard. That is the theme du jour this evening in Mall of America Field. That's with the off-the-field festivities. On the field, your Minnesota Vikings are desperately looking to snap a four-game losing streak. This is Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com, and this is the Verizon winning formula. So close at Dallas, so close, so many good things were done. They played so well for large patches of the game. Sadly, they lost. The winning formula for the game against the Redskins this evening, let's begin with the Vikings offense against Washington's defense.
I think you got to get creative, PA. We're going to be missing a few starters on offense. You look at Phil Loadholt, probably not going to have him at right tackle, and
correct.
Kyle Rudolph with the foot injury, not going to have him.
So correct.
Going to have to go back to the drawing board and get creative against this Washington defense. Now, you don't want to stray away from what you do best offensively, and for the Vikings, that's rush the football. They did that well against Dallas. Adrian Peterson, 140 yards, and that awesome touchdown with the help of Chase Ford. But getting creative without Kyle Rudolph, without Phil Loadholt, finding protection schemes that you can use against these two talented outside linebackers so you can protect the quarterback. But how about some Cordarrelle Patterson? Get him involved a little bit. We saw San Diego use Eddie Royal in the screen game earlier with Pete Bursich breaking down film. I think Cordarrelle Patterson can be used the same way against this defense. So I think the challenge for the Vikings is to meld what you do best, which is run the football, be a power running team, but also get creative somehow to make something happen on the outside.
What about the winning formula with the Vikings defense against RG3?
You got to get physical, because this is a Washington Redskins offense, specifically offensive line and running backs, that they're a physical team. So you got to out-physical them if you want to win the game. You look at Alfred Morris, Darrell Young, even Roy Helu Jr.
Yeah.
Physical runners. This offensive line with former Viking Corey Lichtensteiger. You have the center, Will Montgomery. You have their left tackle, Trent Williams, big physical players that can move the line of scrimmage. So the Vikings defense is going to have to get physical with them. We have to be gap sound on defense and not get out of our lanes. That happened to us a little bit last year against RG3 and that read option. We got out of our lanes and we gave up a lot of rushing yards. If we're doing that tonight against Washington, it's going to be a long night at home. So got to be physical against this offensive line and got to be gap sound against the run.
Like Mike just told you, they ran for 209 yards last Sunday against San Diego, stretched it deeply to Pierre Garçon for well over 100. And just when you focus on those guys, here comes this rookie tight end Jordan Reed all over the field. Very difficult team against which to scheme. So let's win it on special teams. Let's snap the four-game losing streak via special teams. What's the Verizon winning formula there?
Get greedy. You know, you have to use Cordarrelle Patterson, Marcus Sherrills in the return game. We saw a fake reverse on a punt last week against Dallas where Marcus Sherrills faked a pitch to Cordarrelle Patterson, had a nice 26-yard return. I like that stuff from Mike Prefer. I think that's good, trying to make something happen in that phase of the game. You know, you're 1-7. I'm not saying throw caution to the wind and be irresponsible. I'm just saying try something different. Get aggressive on special teams. See if you can find them making an error, making a mistake. Maybe it's a fake punt. Maybe it's a fake field goal. And then on the flip side, you have to watch out for that stuff happening to you. We fell to a couple of those tricks against Cleveland a few weeks ago, so you got to be heads up for those and then look for a spot where you can do that to the opposition. And as I said, you're 1-7. Try and make something happen on special teams. Get greedy.
A very special evening tonight at Mall of America Field, as thanks to the National Guard, we salute the service with the Minnesota Vikings. Then on the field, trying to snap that four-game losing streak, the Washington Redskins are the bill of fare. Mike Wabshaw, great job as usual, representing Vikings.com. For all of us with the Vikings Entertainment Network and Vikings Game Plan from the Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.